So in a few minutes, we'll have a period for walking practice. And the basic instructions for walking, for eating, for serving yourself in the meal, for doing your yogi jobs, for going to the bathroom, for brushing your teeth. The instructions are the same. Am I aware? What is obvious? And from time to time, checking the attitude. For certain practices, such as yogi job, it may be useful to just really start or rest with, can I relax in this? Can I connect with this experience and relax to see if there can, again, support this natural awareness arising? And so with walking, starting with relaxation in the walking, sometimes a good way to begin there, to find relaxation in walking, is to start by just exploring the pace of walking. Find the pace that feels really comfortable. There's often a pace at which we can kind of connect to mindfulness naturally. And so explore different paces for a while. And actually, I'd like to encourage you to explore a more natural kind of walking than necessarily a back and forth walking. You're welcome to walk around the property on the trails. We're exploring being mindful while walking, being aware while walking. In fact, at one point in one of my group interviews with Sayadaw Utejaniya, somebody asked him, "Sayadaw, how do you do walking meditation?" And Sayadaw responded, "I don't do walking meditation. I practice awareness while walking." And so it kind of flips it around. We're interested in cultivating the awareness, not with some particular form of walking. So finding a pace that feels comfortable. And when you have that pace, just checking in, aware of what? What's here? What's obvious? No need to direct the attention. Just, again, relax. Receive what's happening. In walking, there is extra experience that's not happening in our sitting, in our yogi jobs, and in other areas as well. That, you know, especially the seeing tends to be a place where the mindfulness can easily go out the eye door. Especially outside and looking at the nature, we tend to, oh, look at that bird. What is that bird? And our mind goes out. And so it can be really useful in the walking to get familiar with the kind of a shift when seeing is happening. You know, there's kind of a distinction, noticing the distinction between seeing and looking. Seeing more kind of receptive, taking in experience, knowing that we're seeing. And looking is more when the attention gets pulled to a particular object. Now, this is natural. It's not a problem that the attention gets pulled to something. In fact, it will tend to happen if there's something unusual in the field, a splotch of color that appears or movement that happens. Very naturally, the attention will narrow down to that, look in that direction. So this is a functioning of our minds, and we're not trying to stop that. But that shift from seeing to looking is often a place where mindfulness will get lost because we don't notice that shift. And so that's something that we can be curious about in the walking meditation in particular, is that shift from seeing to looking. And likewise in the hearing experience, the distinction between hearing and listening. We may be just kind of noticing the ambient sound, and suddenly there's the sound of a woodpecker. The attention goes to that sound. Again, very natural. Just seeing if you can notice this happening, not trying to stop it from happening. So walk with awareness. Occasionally, from time to time, checking the attitude, the relationship to experience. How am I with what's happening? the field can be very pulled because our eyes are open. Very often the field can be kind of highlighted by the seeing and hearing and less in the physicality. And that's okay, but it is useful to, I find at least it's useful from time to time to recognize that the body is moving and that there's also emotional stuff going on to kind of expand the field to recognize the fullness of the experience of walking. So just notice if the kind of attention is heavily weighted towards the seeing and hearing. Even just the simple noticing of that can sometimes open us to what else is going on here? And that can be a useful question at times. It's like, okay, yeah, there's lots of seeing and hearing, but what else is happening? What else is obvious? Well, Diana, do you want to add anything about walking?
Maybe I'll add just a little bit. I found in my practice that the walking practice really supports kind of like modulating energy. If I'm feeling low energy in sitting, going out and walking just brings energy up a little bit. If I'm feeling restless in sitting, kind of walking kind of helps move that restlessness around. So really helps bring more ease into the day just to be working with walking as well as sitting. Maybe one more thing I'll add also is that, as Andrea said, we can notice the switch from seeing to looking. Perhaps we may see a bird, or if we're outside, or flowers or something. But also if we check the attitude, sometimes, not all the time, what's caught our attention may also have just a little taste of delight. Like, oh, look, there's a bird. And we can use this delight to help support the relaxation, kind of help support the ease, which also, of course, supports the mindfulness. So in this way, we can use some of the stimuli that we're receiving as a way to just support the spaciousness and being with awareness. So that's what I had to add.